Today's audio devotional was made possible thanks to the generous efforts and support of Belfield Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You can find this podcast and many others like it at devocast.com. Thanks for listening. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Psalm 51, 9. Father, I have sinned against you. Holy Shepherd, I have strayed from you like a lost lamb. I have wandered after the desires of my own sinful heart. I have done what I should not have done. I have also not done what I should have done. Restore me, I pray, for I am lost without you. Point my compass back to you, for in you alone do I find my home. I ask this through the blood and sacrifice of the Lamb of God. Amen. Jesus is my Master, and I trust wholly in him who raised Jesus from the dead to accomplish his purposes in me. The lesson is from the book of 1 Chronicles.
Chapter 1. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Malalalil, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Teraz, the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarmah, the sons of Javan, Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodanim, the sons of Ham, Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan, the sons of Cush, Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Rama, and Sabteca, the sons of Rahama, Sheba, and Dedan. Cush fathered Nimrod. He was first on earth to be a mighty man. Egypt fathered Ludim, Anamim, Libhabim, Naphtuhim, Perusim, Kalushim, from whom the Philistines came, and Kaphtorim. Canaan fathered Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivatites, the Arkasites, the Sionites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites, the sons of Shem, Elam, Ashur, Arpachshad, Lud, and Aram, the sons of Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshach. Arpachshad fathered Selah, and Selah fathered Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan fathered Almodad, Shelif, Harzarmaveth, Jura, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimel, Sheba, Ophir, Halivla, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. Shem, Arpachshad, Selah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Sherug, Nahor, Terah, Abram, that is Abraham. The sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Ishmael. These are their genealogies. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaioth, and Kedar, Adbeel, Migsam, Mishma, Duram, Masa, Hadad, Tema, Jetur, Naphish, and Kedima. These are the sons of Ishmael. The sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine. She bore Zimran, Jokshan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. the sons of Jokshan, Sheba and Dadan, the sons of Midian, Ephah, Ephir, Hanuk, Abidiah, and Eldaah. All these were the descendants of Keturah. Abraham fathered Isaac. The sons of Isaac, Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalim, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz, Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatam, Kenaz, and Timnah. And of Timnah, Aramnech, the sons of Reuel, Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. The sons of Zair, Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anna, Dishon, Azir, and Dishon. The sons of Lotan, Horai and Heman. And Lotan's sister was Timnah. The sons of Shobal, Alvan, Manahath, Ebel, Shephu, and Onan. The sons of Zibeon, Iara, and Anna. The sons of Anna, Dishon. The sons of Dishon, Hemda, Ishban, Ithran, and Sharon. The sons of Azer, Bilan, Zahavan, and Achan. The sons of Dishon, Uz, and Aran. These are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the land, the people of Israel. Bela, the sons of Beor, the name of his city being Dinhamba. Bela died, and Jobab, the sons of Zerah of Bozrah, reigned in his place. Jobab died, and Husham of the land of the Tenamites reigned in his place. Husham died, and Hadad, the son of Bedad, who defeated Midian and the country of Moab, reigned in his place, the name of his city being Avith. Hadad died, and Samla of Mashreka reigned in his place. Samla died, and Shaul of Rehoboth on the Euphrates reigned in his place. Shaul died, and Baal Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his place. Baal Hanan died, and Hadad reigned in his place, the name of a city being Pei, and his wife's name was Mehethbel, and the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab, and Hadad died. The chiefs of Edom were chiefs Timnah, Alva, Jetheth, Ohilbanma, Ella, Pinon, Kesna, Taman, Mizbar, Magdiel, and Iram. These are the chiefs of Edom. Chapter 2. These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah: Onan, and Shelah. These three Bathsheba the Canaanite bore to him. Now Judah's firstborn, was evil in the sight of the Lord, and he put him to death. His daughter-in-law Tamar also bore him Perez and Zerah. Judah had five sons in all. The sons of Perez, Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Zerah, Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Calcol, and Dara, five in all. The sons of Carmi, Achan, the troubler of Israel, who broke faith in the matter of the devoted thing. And Ethan's son was Azariah. The sons of Hezron that were born to him, Jeremiel, Ram, and Cherlubai. Ram fathered Aminadab, and Aminadab fathered Nashon, prince of the sons of Judah. Nashon fathered Salmon. Salmon fathered Boaz. Boaz fathered Obed. Obed fathered Jesse. Jesse fathered Eliab, his firstborn, Aminadab, the second, Shimeah, the third, Nethanel, the fourth, Radai, the fifth, Ozem, the sixth, David, the seventh. And their sisters were Zariah and Abigail. The sons of Zariah, Abishai, Joab, and Ashel, three. Abigail bore Amasa, and the father of Amasa was Jether the Ishmaelite. Caleb, the son of Hezron, fathered children by his wife Azuba, and by Jerahath, and these were her sons, Jeshir, Shobab, and Ardon. When Azuba died, Caleb married Ephrath, who bore him Hur. Hur fathered Uri, and Uri fathered Belezel. Afterward, Hezron went in to the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 60 years old, and she bore him Segub. And Segub fathered Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. But Jeshur and Aram took them from Havoth Jair, Kenath, and its villages, 60 towns. All these were descendants of Machir, the father of Gilead. After the death of Hezron, Caleb went into Ephrateth, the wife of Hezron, his father, and she bore him Ashur, the father of Tekoa. The sons of Jeremiel, the firstborn of Hezron, Ram, his firstborn, Buna, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeremiel also had another wife, whose name was Athra, and she was the mother of Onan. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeremiel, Maaz, Jamin, and Aker. The sons of Onan, Shemaiah and Jada. The sons of Shemaiah, Nadab and Abishur. The name of Abishur's wife was Abihail, and she bore him Ahaban and Molid. The sons of Nadab, Salud and Abim, and Salud died childless. The son of Abim, Ishi. The son of Ishi, Shishan. The son of Shishan, Alai. The sons of Jada, Shemaiah's brother, Jether and Jonathan, and Jether died childless. The sons of Jonathan, Peluth and Zaza, these were the descendants of Jeremiel. Now Sheshan had no sons, only daughters. But Sheshan had an Egyptian slave whose name was Jerah. So Sheshan gave his daughter in marriage to Jerah, his slave, and she bore him Attai. Attai fathered Nathan, and Nathan fathered Zabad. Zabad fathered Ephlal, and Ephlal fathered Obed. Obed fathered Jehu, and Jehu fathered Azariah. Azariah fathered Helez, and Helez fathered Elishana. Elisha fathered Shishmai, and Shishmai fathered Shalom. Shalom fathered Jechamiah, and Jechamiah fathered Elishama. The sons of Caleb, the brother of Jeremiah, Miel. Marashan, his firstborn, who fathered Ziph. The sons of Marashah, Hebron. The sons of Hebron, Korah, Tabuah, Rekum, and Shema. Shema fathered Raham, the father of Jekoram. And Rekum fathered Shemaiah, the son of Shemaiah, Mahon, and Mahon fathered Beshur. Ephah also, Caleb's concubine, bore Haran, Moza, and Galez. And Haran fathered Galez. The sons of Jehai die. Regum, Jotham, Jashon, Peleg, Ephah, and Shaphah. Micaiah, Caleb's concubine, bore Shebuer and Tirhanan. She also bore Shaheth, the father of Madmanah, Sheva, the father of Machbena, the father of Gibeah, and the daughter of Caleb was Asha. These were the descendants of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrateth, Sobal, the father of Kirahath Jearim, Salma, the father of Bethlehem, and Hareph, the father of Beth Gader. Shobal, the father of Kirath Jearim, had other sons. Haroth, half of Merahoth, and the clans of Kirath Jearim, the Ithritites, the Puahites, the Shumumatites, and the Mishraites. These came from the Zoratites and the Eshtolites, the sons of Salma, Bethlehem, the Nephophatites, Atareth Beth Joab, and the half of the Mananahites, the Zorahites, the clans also of the scribes who lived at Jabez, the Tirath Hittites, the Shemaneathites, and the Zukatites. These are the Kenanites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab. Chapter 3. These are the sons of David who was born to him in Hebron. The firstborn, Ammon, by Anoam the Jezreelite. The second, Daniel, by Abigail the Carmelite. The third, Absalom, whose name was Maacah, the daughter of Talmiah, the king of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, whose mother was Haggithith. The fifth, Shephatiah by Abital. The sixth, Ithream by his wife Egal. Six were born to him in Hebron, where he reigned for 7 years and 6 months, and he reigned 33 years in Jerusalem. These were born to him in Jerusalem: Shimeah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. Four by Bathsheba, the daughter of Amiel, then Ibhar, Elishama, Eliphet, Nogar, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Elada, and Eliphet, 9. All these were David's sons, besides the sons of the concubines, and Tamar was their sister. The sons of Solomon was Rehoboam, Abijah his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Joram his son, Azahiah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Amon his son, Josiah his son. The sons of Josiah: Johanan the firstborn, the second Jehoiakim, the third Zedekiah, the fourth Shallum. The descendants of Jehoiakim: Jeconiah his son, Zedekiah his son, and the sons of Jeconiah the captive: Shealtiel his son, Malkiram, Pedaiah, Shenazar, Jechemiah, Hoshama, and Nedibiah, and the sons of Pedaiah, Zerubbabel and Shimeah. The sons of Zerubbabel, Meshulam and Hananiah, and Shulamith was their sister, and Harishbah, Ohel, Berechiah, Hasadiah, and Jeshub, Hezed, five. The sons of Hananiah, Pelatiah, and Jezemiah, his son Rehaphiah, his son Arnon, his son Obadiah, his son Shechaniah, the son of Shechaniah, Shemaiah, the sons of Shemaiah, Hattush, Egal, Beriah, Neriah, and Shaphat, Sitz, the sons of Neriah, Elohenah, Hizkiah, and Ashrikam, three, the sons of Elonaiah, Hodaviah, Elishia, Pelaiah, Hakub, Johanan, Delaiah, and Hananiah, seven.
Meditate and dwell on what you're paying attention to in God's Word. How has it connected with your heart or mind? O God, you are the author of peace and lover of harmony. Knowing you determines my eternal life, and in your service is perfect freedom. Defend me, your humble servant, from all of the assaults of my enemies. I trust in you alone for my defense, so that I will not fear the power of any of my adversaries. Through the might of Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. O Lord, my heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought me to the beginning of this day. Defend me today with your almighty power, and grant that I not fall into any sin or run into any kind of danger. Instead, grant that all my actions be ordered by your governance, to do always what is righteous in your sight, through Jesus Christ my Lord. Almighty and everlasting God, who alone works great marvels, send down on the clergy, church leadership, and all congregations committed to their charge, the healthful spirit of your grace, that they might all truly please you, pour out on them the continual dew of your blessing. Grant this, O Lord, for the honor of my advocate and mediator, Jesus Christ. God of plenty, thank you for feeding my body and keeping me alive. Thank you also for Jesus, my living bread, who nourishes me spiritually. With you, there is always more than enough, for you are a generous God. So help me to trust in your abundance so that I can give extravagantly, as you have given. You, Heavenly Master, King of the ages, give to human beings glory and honor and authority over the creatures upon the earth. Lord, direct the plans of governments according to what is good and pleasing in your sight, so that by devoutly administering in peace and gentleness the authority that you have given them, all may experience your mercy. You, who alone are able to do these and even greater good things for me, I praise through the high priest and benefactor of my life, Jesus Christ, through whom be the glory and the majesty to you both now and forever and ever. Almighty God, you have given me grace at this time to make my common supplication to you, and you have promised through your well-beloved Son to send your Holy Spirit. Fulfill now, O Lord, my desires and petitions as may be best for me, granting me in this world knowledge of your truth and in the age to come, life everlasting. Pray to God freely about what has moved you today. Turn your thoughts to Him and enjoy His presence. We offer the following as prayer topic suggestions. For our local and national communities, for a just society. Thank you for listening to DevoCast.